Good morning. What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together this day to celebrate a multitude of gifts and blessings that comes to us from Almighty God. It is our hope and our prayer that our hearts, our minds, and our spirits might indeed be touched by the very holy presence of God. And as we worship together, may the peace of Christ be with you. Let us rise and pass the peace of Christ to our neighbor.
Good morning. I offer a warm welcome to all present this morning, and especially our visitors. If we do have visitors in worship this morning, please know certainly that we welcome you, and we would like you to have information about our church. If you have any questions, certainly you can ask Reverend Lake, or frankly, any parishioner sitting next to you, or you can get a welcome packet of information from our ushers or from the shepherd's crook that is hanging in the narthex. And again, welcome. A reminder to please sign the red registration sheets in the red folders. They're located at the end of the pew. Pass it to others so that they may sign it and bring it back to the center aisle. If you do have a prayer request this morning, complete the card and put it in the clear holder at the end of the pew, and the ushers will bring it forward to Reverend Lake. We have a variety of announcements. I would like to highlight a few. On the schedule for this week, the choir and the bells will begin rehearsal for the fall season. That is Thursday. And we're asking come one and come all. If you're not a member now, but have interest or maybe want to try it out or ring a bell or sing a note, please come on Thursday to the first choir and bell rehearsal. A reminder for some upcoming events on the 13th of September, or excuse me, the 14th, it's a Monday, dart ball. So we welcome all men and bring a guest. I understand that it's quite fun here and in other churches for the dart ball league for the fall season. On Sunday the 13th, that's what I was thinking about because I'm hungry, and I was reading that there's a pancake breakfast being scheduled, and that is the kickoff to Sunday school, and there will be a delicious pancake breakfast served, I believe, starting with first service and then going through 10:15. So there's more information on all of this, of these announcements in your bulletin. And just a reminder that the woman's book study is also fast approaching. Books needed to be ordered by last week, the 25th of August, but Barb said that that is not a deterrent. Several extras were ordered, so if you're still interested in the woman's book study, please contact Barb. Chris has an announcement.
Good morning. As you know, I've talked about a friend of mine by the name of Sandy before. This Saturday, we are holding a spaghetti dinner to help raise funds to help pay for medical expenses. Sandy needs a double lung transplant, and insurance does not cover everything. So there's a lot of day-to-day expenses, such as medical tubing and supplies of that nature that don't get covered and have to be paid for out of pocket. I realize that this is a holiday weekend, this coming Saturday, but if anyone is going to be in the area and not traveling, and you don't feel like cooking, we are having the spaghetti dinner. It will be from 2 until 8. It will not interfere with the alternative service. In fact, we invite you, especially those of you that like to go to the alternative service, to show up early. Come down, have some dinner, and then enjoy the service. I have tickets. If you want to buy them, you can see me later. The cost is $8 for adults in advance, or $10 at the door. And for children under 12, the cost is $4. There's going to be spaghetti, meatballs, desserts, just about anything that you can think of. So if you're interested and you'd like to help Sandy out, please see me if you have any questions or if you'd like any tickets. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. And a final announcement that I would like you to pay attention to in the bulletin is from the Finance Committee. and that is with reference to eating at Bob Evans. How many of us eat at Bob Evans here in North Huntington? I know I do. No, I don't cook anymore, so we just try out all the restaurants. But anyway, on a serious note, this is a very, very, very simple way that we can raise some money here for the church, and that is that every Friday in September, so that starts this Friday, every Friday in September, all day, breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you can go to Bob Evans, and there will be a flyer right on their table in their little foyer area, waiting area, so it's very, very easy. There's also flyers here, and they were on the back cover of the newsletter. If you all got your newsletter, you can't miss it, Bob Evans in very big print. But anyway, if you take that and give it to your server, 15% of your bill goes to the church. So if you eat there one time a day, make sure you get it, two times, three times, how many times you eat there on a Friday, so make your schedule your eating events for Friday at Bob Evans. If you have any questions, please call Laurie. And Reverend Lake has an announcement.
It is Disciple Bible Study class time. This year we're going to do the Disciple 4. It is entitled Under the Tree of Life. And the Old Testament books that will be studied this year are Israel's exile and the return. And so those books will be Ruth, First and Second Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Daniel, books of poetry and wisdom, including Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, and Lamentations. And then there will be 16 weeks in the Old Testament, 16 weeks in the New Testament, and we will be looking at John's Gospel and the book of Revelation then for the concluding 16 weeks. This will begin on September 17th. I believe the newsletter says the 3rd. That is incorrect. It'll be September 17th, Thursday evening, 7 p.m. till 9:30. These little booklets are information booklets only. If you're still curious, they are at the back of the church, the sanctuary as well. And then the study books are back there. They are $40 a piece, and you can pay it once or as we go. So if you're interested in one, go ahead and pick one up again Thursday the 17th.
Thank you, Reverend Lake. And of course, as always, please check your bulletin for other detailed information in the life of our church. And I thank you for your patience during these announcements. As I mentioned, they are very important in the life of our church. And may you now turn your hearts and minds as we begin our morning service. Please stand and follow under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response to my prompt. Rise up, my dearest, my fairest, and go. It is God who calls and beckons to us all. We will hear the song of love and see beauty blooming all around. Rise up, my dearest, my fairest, and go. Please remain standing and follow along with our unison prayer this morning as printed in your bulletin. Creating God, you invite us into a world of delight. Instead of rigid obedience to rules and regulations, you desire the willing gift of our hearts. As we bring our hearts to you in worship, may the words we speak reveal your grace, and may our actions embody your love. Renew and create us anew for your work in the world. Amen. And please remain standing for our hymn of praise, number 152, in your red hymnal.
How are you doing today, buddy? Good morning. So how was your week at school? Good. You're in what grade? Second grade. Oh my goodness. And some maybe preschool and some still at home. So today we're talking about our hands. Do you have any hands? How many do you have?
Two.
Two. With how many fingers? How many fingers are there?
Ten.
And when it's time to eat, what do mommy and daddy say? Hopefully. Does daddy say anything when it's time to eat? Lunch or dinner?
Lunch and dinner.
Do mommy or daddy ever say, time for dinner, go wash your hands and use soap? Do you ever play outside and get your hands really dirty? Yes. Sometimes I'll go wash my hands and I'll go, where'd all that dirt come from? I didn't even know there was any on there. And then my mom sometimes used to check the towel to know that we didn't wash them very good with soap because there's dirt all over the towel. That was always my brother. He's the one who got the dirt all over the towel. Yes. Do you sing a song when you wash them to make sure you get them right? Incidentally, I forget where we were at the science fair years ago when they said on adult hands, the majority of bacteria hides under your ring. Now I always have to flick it. Yes. Let alone fingernails. I didn't even ask that one. So the people that were around Jesus were worried because Jesus' disciples weren't washing their hands the proper way before a meal. But do you know what Jesus was more worried about? Right here. What's in here? That goes, ba-boom, ba-boom. Your heart. Jesus is more worried about our heart than whether or not we have clean hands. Because Jesus wants to make sure that our heart is in tune with God and with Jesus. And then our hands will and our feet will do the right things. And having a little bit of dirt on them isn't that big of a deal according to Jesus. But our hearts are. Let's bow for prayer. Lord God, we are thankful for these boys and girls, and we know that your presence is upon them, and we pray for their hearts to always be close to you. Continue to bless them and strengthen them in their moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and all of those that care for them. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. You're going to be collecting today for a program that's called Shop with Cops. All right, and that helps buy some presents for children. All right, and you can read about that in the bulletin.
Listen when your Savior calls, gladly hear his you for his own.
Thank you, Connie and Diane. If you note in your bulletin, that was a lovely song written by a former member, Floreen Mance, who did pass on to a greater life in the early 2000s, and she is the mother of Ruth. So thank you both for that beautiful music. I would now ask you to turn into your red hymnal for our responsive reading, number 795. This will be Psalm 72. It's indicated as 45, but it is in fact Psalm 72. At my prompt, please recite your response. Give the king your justice, O God. May he judge your people with righteousness. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he live while the sun endures and as long as the moon throughout all generations. In his days may righteousness flourish and peace abound till the moon be no more. May his foes bow down before him and his enemies lick the dust. May the kings of Tarshish and of the Isles render him tribute. May the kings of Sheba and Seba bring gifts. For he delivers the needy when they call, the poor and those who have no helper. And saves the lives of the needy. Long may he live, may gold of Sheba be given to him, may prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day. And may they blossom forth in the cities like the grass of the field. Our scripture this morning is taken from the New Testament, the letter of James to the 12 tribes. This is found in chapter 1, verses 17 through 27. Hear the word of James. Every good endowment and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creations. Know this, my beloved brethren, let every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger, for the anger of man does not work the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rank growth of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror, for he observes himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But he who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer that acts, he shall be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. And here ends the reading of the letter of James. At this time, I would ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering.
Most generous and holy God, every good and perfect gift that touches our lives does indeed come from above, provided through your gracious and boundless love. We bring these gifts this morning, such a small portion of what we have received from you. We ask that they join others, and that we might be found to be the doers of the word, and not listeners only. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, our walk and Redeemer. Amen.
Please be seated. We come to the time in our service to lift up joys and concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. We as a church, there were two funerals here this past week, actually on Thursday. James Payne passed away. His services were Thursday afternoon, and Matt Gunkel last Sunday morning passed away. His services were Thursday morning. And both of those families, I'm sure, would continue to covet your prayers during this time. Also in the hospital right now, Tom is a patient, and I'm sure that family would continue to covet your prayers as well. It just seems that Tom may be in that stage where he's preparing to transition from this life into that next world. Next life to come. So to remember the Tom family as well. He is in Forbes Hospital as well. Also to pray for Chris, who fell, broke both ankles, and needs back surgery. To remember prayers for a co-worker, Joe, who is dying from cancer. Be with support also for his family members during this time. And quite a few months now, Fritz and Diane have kind of been living out of two houses, and they've moved into the home that Diane grew up in, and just this past week sold their home. So there's a joy there that it's no longer maintaining two homes, now they're down to one. So we rejoice in that as well. All we need to do is turn on the news and listen or read about situations in our own community, in our own schools, in our own country, and around the world. And God calls us in the scriptures to pray without ceasing. And indeed, there's never a lack of information and needs to where we need to unite our hearts and our spirits in prayer. And so let's do so in the singing of our prayer hymn this morning, number 463, Lord, Speak to Me. Gracious and loving God, as we come into your presence this day, we pray that you would speak to the hearts, minds, and spirits of all of us. Oh God, we know that the demands of everyday life and living, the pushing and the pulling of our schedules can be fierce. And sometimes it is oh so difficult to hear you speaking to us. We know that your prophet did not hear you in the sounds of the wind, the rain, the thunder, the lightning, the rumbling. He heard you in the still, small voice, in the sheer silence. And oh, how difficult that is for us at times to disengage so much from our daily schedules, to have that silence. And so we pray, we plead, O God, that we might hear you in the noisiness of our daily lives and living. That you would speak to our hearts. That we would be enabled to hear you. And to know, O God, that our hearts are close to yours. O God, as we come this day as brothers and sisters, united together through Jesus Christ, we are mindful of those that have joys and celebrations, those that have hurts and needs. O God, we pray for those who have lost family members and loved ones, for those who are fearful of the events that are to come and the pending decisions that need to be made. We pray for those who are seeking health and wholeness, for those that are celebrating new lives together, for those that are celebrating new beginnings. For those, O God, who are facing procedures, for those, O God, that need your comfort, your words of wisdom, to those, O God, around the world that are facing the devastation of winds and rains and storms, where there are fires, where there is hatred, where there is turmoil. Oh God, you know the needs before we even ask, and you know our humanness and our shortcomings even in our asking. But you are the one who hears, and you are the one who responds, and you are the one who offers to us that peace and that comfort that is beyond our understanding, and we know, oh God, that your presence is there. Oh God, we are grateful for the mission and ministry that is represented here today. We are thankful for the mission and ministry of this church. And we know that you have great things in store for us in the days, the weeks, the months ahead. So continue, oh God, to give us a sense of vision for mission and ministry. Continue, oh God, to guide and to direct us as your church and as individuals as we seek to be your faithful servants to the world. Oh God, we ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we unite our voices in the prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we make preparations this day to hear the gospel lesson from Mark for us, if you are able, I would invite you to please stand. Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands. That is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands. And thus observing the tradition of the elders, and they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked Jesus, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And Jesus said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines. They abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.'" Then Jesus called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile. But the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these things come from within, and they defile a person." May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the teachings in Mark's gospel this day, the words of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now, O God, in these moments that we share together, we pray for a sense of peace and comfort. Comfort, O God, especially from those activities of our daily lives and living, those things past, present, and yet to come. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. We all remember how our moms and dads were concerned about whether or not our hands were clean when we sat down at the dinner table. We all know how many trips we made into the bathroom to scrub them with soap and water and to dry them on the towel. The Pharisees were also worried about dirty hands. But Jesus had a different matter in mind. Jesus was more concerned and worried about dirty hearts. The Pharisees believed that personal and social problems could be solved by following rules But according to Jesus, the basic problem with human beings is a heart trouble. The laws and the rules that were favored by the Pharisees make us appear righteous on the outside, but they cannot change our hearts, which is where the problems begin. Every war that has ever been ignited was started in someone's heart. Every marriage that has ever crumbled died first in someone's heart. Every murder, every theft, every hurtful word, every abuse of a helpless child, every act of deceit, every betrayal is born first in one's heart. You see, my friends, that's why the law may control us. And we need law for just that reason. But the law cannot heal us. A missionary once told the story about an African village where the people suffered from a chronic illness. The medical missionaries treated over and over and over again the sick with medicine and antibiotics, but the villagers became sick again as soon as the treatments ended. And finally, the doctors discovered that the root of the problem was a contaminated well. No amount of medicine could cure these people in this village as long as their well was unclean. Only when a new well was dug that community returned to health and wholeness. The sickness in the village was merely a symptom of literally a deeper problem. And so it is with you and me. When we do things we regret, when we do things we know that are wrong, regardless of how big or how small, our actions are only visible symptoms of a deeper, deeper problem. Our hearts are separated from God. Our hearts can be far from God. Someone says or shares that half of the book of Psalms came from hearts struggling to get close to God. And the writers of the books of Psalm express this in many different ways. They said God is like a great rock in the desert, in the burning desert. A rock that's big enough that we can get close enough to it and enjoy its comforting shade. But you move away and you are in the burning desert and you die. They said God is like a mother cuddling and nursing her child, and you take that child away from its mom, and the child starves for food and love. The psalmist says that God is like a spring of water in the desert. And we all know that in the desert, when there is a spring of water, there is an oasis. And there is that lush green vegetation and growth. And yet you move a few steps away, and suddenly there is only baked dead earth. The author of the book of James, the letter of James. It's concerned about the multitude of things in the life of the church. It's concerned about the wealthy pushing aside the poor. The author of James believes that one's Christian life should be expressed in deeds and acts of charity. Holds that one's neighbor fulfills the law, and Christians should not neglect their obligations to aid their poverty-stricken and suffering brothers and sisters. One needs to have their heart close to God. Have you ever asked someone in the past, why did you do that? And they might just simply say, I had to. But if you ask my dad why, back in June, 3 days before his 80th birthday, he jumped out of an airplane attached to a parachute, he would just say, had to do it before I died. I think he's a little odd, but that's my dad. The whole thrust of having our hearts connected to God is to be able to respond to life situations by saying, why did you do what you did? I had to. As God's children, had to Christians do everything they can to help make heaven present here on earth. Had to Christians live out the meaning of these words when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Are you a had to believer? Why are you volunteering to clean up that vacant lot? I had to. Why are you taking time off to read to children in a nearby elementary school and to listen to them read to you? I had to. You don't have time to organize a community daycare program. No, but I had to. It's a waste of time to work at passing legislation. Had to. Aren't you feeling sick? Why did you clean up your room? Had to. That'd floor us if our kids said that. Your Alzheimer parent, friend, neighbor doesn't even know that you're there. Why do you bother to spend so much time with him or her? Well, I had to. It's no use pushing this church well into the 21st century. It's never going to change. Well, I had to. Do you know how much it costs to feed the birds in the winter? Sure, but I had to. Why do you smile and say something nice to every person you meet along the way? I had to. You never waste an opportunity, do you, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ and his love to others? Why? Well, I had to. I had to. My friends, as we journey through this week, let's bring a little heaven down to earth. And let each of us be a had to Christian. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, why did you send your Son Jesus Christ into our world? You had to. Jesus, why did you give your life on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins? You had to. Oh God, we are grateful and thankful for all that you have done and all of the gifts and you blessings that you shower upon us. And now may we go into the world and not only be the good news, but share the good news, because we had to. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 399, Take My Life and Let It Be. Gracious and loving God, as we journey through this week, take our lives, our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, and may they be close to you. And so that when we retire for the night and we review the day, might we look at those opportunities, missions, and ministries. And may we realize that we had to, in your holy and precious name. For we go, O God, in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.